so much is army people would say, Osi lechlufe begito. People think it's a regular get. Don't forget, this is only miyum. They'll think it's a regular get. So drashish yichtavoy soifer bor beget gerishin legarish paisha. Like people make mistakes and think that's a nusach of a good get, and they'll use this nusach to megarish their wife with it. Is therefore tkin hochi. The rabbana made a takana that this is the nusach of a miyun. That biyoyim ploini, in this day, miyano ploinis bas ploini bianfo. That's all. That this lady was mamayin, said goodbye to husband in front of us. That's all they wrote. Nothing more. Turn to rabbana, what are the price like this? Eizeu miyun. What's considered miyun? What does she have to say that we see she means she doesn't want the husband? Is Omra, she says, Efshe b'pleini barli. That's about a good. I don't want my husband. Efshe b'kedushin shekidshuni. I don't want the kedushin that he made. I don't want the money anymore. That's also a mean. Shekidshuni imi v'achi. That I don't want the kedushin that my mother and my brother made. Yes, there are Cain, even more than this, the bigger chiddush is Omra Rav Yehuda. Afilu yeshev esparpirion. Hafilu, she's mamish sitting with her husband. But period, Rashi says, means peshas the chuppah like. Rashi says, v'noisa noisa mebeis aviyah lebeis baila lechuppah. The mamish taking her now to the chuppah. And there, v'olechos mebeis aviyah lebeis baila. She's going from her father's house to her husband's house. For Yom and on the way, she says, yevshe beploini baili, I don't want my husband, zel mian. That's also called mian. Right, the Yeser Akein Amr Rav Yehuda, even a bigger Chiddush Rav Yehuda says that Afilu Hoya Orchin Misubim Beis Baila. Afilu Mamish Peshas the Chasana. There were guests, there were people sitting at the husband's house. V'yomedes Umashka Aleim, and she's Mamish sitting there, standing there, and giving the people to drink. She's pouring into the cups of the people. V'yomrolem, and she says to them, no, I don't want my husband. Is a reyu mian. That's also called mian. Even though it's b'shas the chuppah, the chasna, still she has a right to say I don't want him, and that's called mian. Yes, rakeinam Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, big chiddush. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says that afilu shigra baila eitzochenvani. Afilu the husband sent her to the store. To the grocery man, lohavi loy chayfitz mishaloi, to buy something for him. The omran, she says to the store man, yevshe b'pleini baili, I don't want my husband. Ein locha mian gadol mizeh. All these cases are called mian, even though it's not in front of the husband. Trash etzel chendvini, to lek el chendvini. V'ikolameimim mishum diatrachayhu lohavi loy chayfitz mishaloi. Like you could say, maybe the reason why she's saying goodbye to husband is because he made her go to the store. He made her such a big trip to go down to the store. She got angry at him, and that's why she's saying goodbye. No, she really means it, and that's called a mian. We have Yechanina ben Atigna Seimer, Kol Tzinoikis. He says the Mishnah that if the Isha does not know how to watch the money, that's not called Kedushin at all. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Chanina ben Atignis. We paskin like him that if she's so young that she cannot watch her money, therefore the just a young girl has no kedushin even with Rabbanan. Tana, we learned like this: Kitana shaloi miyana, oktana that did not make miyan, v'omda v'nises, and she got married to a second husband. She was a ktana that got married once, a brother married her off, and now she married a second husband. Is Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseir Omru Nisuya Hein Hein Miyano. That she accepted and got married to a second husband, that is the Miyan to the first husband. That's like saying goodbye, she doesn't want the first husband. Since she accepted to get married to a second husband, that is the Miyan for the first one. Yeah. Iboilu, so you have a shadow like this now. Hey, that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseir said. So we have a shiloh now, niskat shemaho. Let's say she only makes kedushin with the second man. Is that also called me into the first husband or not? So tosh shema, come in here. Kitana shalomiyana. A kitana that was married off by a brother or by a mother, and she didn't say goodbye to husband yet. V'omdo v'niskat shemaho. And she got up now and received kedushin from a second man. is Mishomer Yudiva Mesayru Amru Kedusha Hein Hein Miyano. That's true. That just the fact she accepted Kedusha from a second man, that also is called, she said goodbye to a first husband, that's also called a Miyan. So you see, according to Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yudiv HaMaseira, even Kedushin is also considered like Miyan. Kedushin also means Miyan. Iboy Lu, we have a shalom like this now. Pligi Rabbonin Oled Rabbi Yudiv HaMaseira Eloi. Do the Rabbonin argue on him or not? And Vaita, Im Tim Tzaloi Mepligi, if you want to say the Rabbonin do argue the Kedushin, do they only argue that in the case where the Ketana accepts Kedushin from a second husband, that just Kedushin is not called Mian? Or Yafrilo ben Esuyin, maybe they even argue and say even though she accepted Kedushin from a second husband, maybe that's not called Mian from the first husband. Like she's a Ketana, she's a kid. The fact she accepted to get married to a second man, maybe that's not a proof she doesn't want the first husband. Maybe she doesn't know that Lochis, so she thinks she could have two husbands. But maybe she still wants a first husband. That's the Shaila. Maybe the fact that she got married to a second man does not make it like she made Miyun with the first husband. That's the Sufik. Even if you want to tell me that Pligi Afilu ben Nisuyin, that the Rabbanan argue on Yabu Devem Misayu, even when she got married to a second husband with Nisuyin, with Bia, still there's no meaning on the first one. Halacha Kemoisoi, Ayin Halacha Kemoisoi. Do we paskin like the Rabbanan or not? And v'im tim tzleim alocha k'moisoi v'nesuyin, if you want to say we paskin like the Rabbonin by nesuyin, that's one way, or yafilu b'kedushin, or else maybe even b'kedushin. Namaz, the Rabbonin argue and say that it's not called a mian. So but Zemora says Toshma, come and I'll bring your proof. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha k'Rav Yehuda ben Maseira. We paskin like Yehuda ben Maseira. So lechura halacha nechlal de pligi, mashma that there is a rabbanon that argue. So that was the first shaila. We'll push it to the first shaila. The first shaila was, we have Rav Yehuda ben Maseira's halacha, that if this ketana gets married to a second husband, that's like she says goodbye to the first husband. But since he had to say halacha is like him, mashma there are the rabbanon that argue. So that's much we have established. For Yakati Tiboloch, I still could have the Shiloh, Tibolo, Yakati Tibolocho, to who Nisiva Mikoro, or Dilma Mikacho. Did she even have Nisuyin before, or did she only have Kedushin before? Because how much did she have before by her first husband? Did she have before Drashi to have Nisuyin Mikoro? Larishon, Viafilo Walchi Nafka Bemian Kal. That's the Shiloh. Maybe even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, it's only if she only had Kedushin with the first husband. Then if she gets married to a second husband, that's like she's saying goodbye to the first one. But maybe when she had Nisuyin with the first one, they lived together, maybe then even though she married a second man, maybe that's not called saying goodbye to the first one. Maybe she likes the first one still. So what's the halacha? Tosh Shema, come in here. The case is like this. The Kal say the Avdun. That Avdun's daughter-in-law, Imrud, was made mian to a son. And we had the mice before when Avdun didn't act nice to the Tana over there. So the curse back on Avdun was that his two daughter-in-laws made mian that day. So when Avdun's daughter-in-law made mian, so Shodar Rebbe, Zugi the Rabbanon Lemavikinu. Rebbe sent down two Rabbanon to find out if the mian is really good. So Drashi Hevi Madrinan Mimradayu. Like she was marat, like she went away from her husband. So they wanted to find out, does she really mean it or not? Does she really mean to make a mean or not? Is Amri Luhu, Nashi, so ladies told this, the daughter-in-law, Chozi Gavraichu Dekosi, look, your husband is coming. Amri Luhu, so she said to them, the daughter-in-law said about these other ladies, Nevi Gavraichu Dekosi, let them be your husbands. In other words, we see, and Omer Rebbe said, if that's what you really said, Ein locha mian gadol mizeh. That's called a good mian. In other words, what she say, let them be married to you, as if I don't want them. That's called a good mian. Now, my love, Devin Nisiva, isn't the case that they were married the first time, that the daughter-in-law of Avdun was mamash nisuyin, not stop married, but lived with his son, And still, Rebbe was matur with a small mian. Even though she really didn't say mian, she just indicated she doesn't want him, that's enough. So you see, with the mian kal, we let her go out even though she had nesuin first. So Mara says, Lloyd, maybe there's no proof here. Davi mikdisha kedushay. Maybe here the case was that Avdon's daughter-in-law only had kedushin with his son. And that's why Rebbe was matir with such a kal dika mian, that the fact she just told her friends, if that's my husband, you can keep him. So even though she never really said to the husband, I don't want you, she only told the friends, you can keep him, that mian is called a good mian. But maybe only, because they only had kedushin. But maybe my nesuyin, this will not be the halacha. But the more it comes out, that's the halacha, what's the matkona, what's the halacha, kreb yudib ben besera, v'yafilo v'nesuyin the kamo. Even in the case where the first time this ketana was married and had nesuyin with the first husband, she lived with him, still we hold it yudib ben besera, if she marries another man, it's also called a mian. And that's called, like she's saying goodbye to the first one, that the first kedushin is batal. Now, if Kaminas is, the first man's allowed to marry now her sister, the first man can marry her mother. Me and we said is like Oikad Kedushin Amafreya, like he was never married to her. Then we'll see the next Mishnah, he's Mutta to all her craving. So this mean is also called the mean, even though she never said goodbye to him, but just the fact that she married the second man, that's like saying goodbye to the first husband. Right, the Reblezer, the Mishnah says, that Maisa Ketana ain't Maisa Ketana Klum. What Tana's Kedushin is really nothing. It's not like a Mefuta. So Amar Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, Chazrani Akol Tzdodi Chachomim, I went looking all around by the Chachomim, for Loi Matzasi Odom, Shishra Midois of the Ketana Kereb Leza. I never found anybody that makes such a straight halacha like Reb Leza does about a Ketana. She also Reb Leza made her, in other words, like she was never really married to the husband. According to Reb Leza, Kedusha Ketana is not really Kedushin. She's only like a Mefuta. It's only a locha that she needs Mian. That's all. Now, what did Reb Leza make her like? Kimetayelis imay b'chotzer. Like the mamish being together, taking a walk together. She and her husband. V'yamedes b'chaykos. She's if he's sitting in his lap. V'yatayvelis. Then he gets up and he goes to the mikvah. V'yachelis b'truma. Lerif, he's not eat truma at night time. Chuashi, if you met a chaykoi, in bas koyin lu yisroeli, if she's a bas koyin to Yisrael, but tevelis, if they tashma, shashimsha, if you achilas tar betruma, but she herself, even though she got married to a Yisrael, and usually the locher is if a bas koyin got married to Yisrael, she can't eat truma. Rebbe Lezer Shitter is, that a kedusha ketan is not called kedushin, it's only like a mefuta. So therefore, even though Shimamas lived with her husband, she has to go to the mikvah, and at night time she's allowed to eat truma, because she is still a bas koyin, and the kedushin is not kedushin at all. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, ein maisa ketana klum. What a maisa ketana makes kedushin means nothing. V'yein baila zakoyi loivim siyosa. Therefore, her husband does not get anything. Is not zecher in a metzias. If she finds something, she keeps it. V'loi b'maisi yodeo. Whatever she works, she keeps. V'loi b'yaforos nadareo. He cannot be made for her nadarim. V'yeinu yorsha. If she dies, he does not yashino. V'yeinu matamalo. If he's a kohen, he can't be oisik in kfur and bearing her. Klolo sholdover. Einoi kishto l'cholover. That she is not your wife. Since she's a ketana, that's Reb Leza Shita. Ein maisa ketana klum. Elo, what happens really? Shetzricha mian, that's all. Could be to get to the next Mishnah, that maybe you're also to crave him, that the Maestri, you're not allowed to marry your sister, you can't marry your mother. But really, Achilchus Kedushin, you're not married to her. If you want to be able to marry your sister, marry her mother, you have to have Mian. But as far as the actual Kedushin, your brother Shitra is, there's no Kedushin at all. Rabbi Yeshua, I may know that there is Kedushin, and therefore, Baalos Akorv Mitziyosa. If she finds something, she has to give it to her husband, Midrabonin, even though she's a Ketana. Over Maisa Yodeh, the husband gets the paycheck. Over Aforas Nadareh, the husband can be mad mefer in the Durim. For Yorsha, if she dies, the husband yashins her. Or Metamalo, the husband could be Metamah to her. Klola Shadova, what's the klal? Harei Kishtel Choldover. Midirabonin, she's your wife. Elo, what's the only kula? She Yaitse B'Mian.
since it's only Kedushim with the Rabbanim will make it with this Kedushim that she goes out with Mian. That's the only Kula we have. Omar Rabbi said, Nirin Divir Rabbi Leza. I like what Rabbi Leza says, Midivir Rabbi Yeshua, rather than Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Shri Rabbi Leza Hishra Midoiso B'Ktana. Rabbi Leza says one straight halacha that she's not your wife for nothing, just for Mian. For Rabbi Yeshua, Chaylik. Rabbi Yeshua makes the chilik. Fred the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ma chalak, why does it make a difference? I ishtahi tiboy get. That's the difference. That if she's really your wife, she'd have to have a get. So how come you're saying she's your wife for all these halachas? But for Ilchus, to get rid of her, it's enough mian. So that's why I didn't like Rabbi Yeshua. Because he makes a difference in Adinim. Fred the Gemara, the Rabbi Leza nami, he has the same kasha. Rabbi Leza says, what, she's not your wife. You get nothing. For the Gemara, Ila Vishta, she's not your wifey, Mia Namilati boy. Ela Bechti Taipak. Like she doesn't need Mia either. Let her go out for nothing. Of course, little Kash, according to Rebbe Lez also, it's also not so glad. According to Rebbe Lez, if you say she's not your wife, so what do you have to have means for? Yeah. But then the Mishnah says, Rebbe Lez ben Yaakov Oimer. That it depends. What's the ikuv? What stops her? What's the refusal? If it's because of the man, she's still married to him. If it's because of something else, then she's not married to him. What does that mean? What does it mean, her refusal because of the man, or not because of her husband? Let's say another man comes to this katan and says, I want to marry you. So Yomra, and she refuses, but it depends why. If she says, Machmas Pleni Baili, because I'm married to a man already, so that's why I'm not marrying you, Zui Yikuva Shimanish, that's called she's refusing because of her first husband, and Mela, there's no me in here, Adaraba, she shows she likes the first husband, and therefore she's still married to him. Machmas Pneyodam Shaina Muganim, Li, let's say she says, the reason why I don't want you is because I don't like you, not because I have my first husband. She doesn't like him either. But Stam, she doesn't like the second one either, she says. Zui Yekuva Shainamanish. That's called her refusal. Is not because of her first husband, and therefore that's also called a mian. That shows that she does not want him, and it's called Enu Ishtoi. Abaye Baravin. For Rav Chanina Baravin. The Yamar Tavai, they both say like this. Nosan lo get. If he gives her a get, Zui Yekuva Shimanish. That's called an ikuv. Minuish. That's called husband did something here. And therefore, who also the Kravai sale? He's also to a Kravai. The Asur Bekravov. And she's also to his Kravim. Who postlam in Akuna. And she can't marry a Kayan now. The get for get with the Rabbonin. Mian Avoy. Let's say she makes the Mian. Zui Ikuva Shaina Minish. That's not called the man's doing. That's called her doing. Therefore, who Mutta Bekravai sale, like we'll see the next Mishnah. He is Mutter to marry her sister. Vimutaras Bekroivov. She's mutter to marry his Kroivim. For like Poslam and Akuna. She's not Poslam and Akuna either. That's what Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov means. It's the difference whether she gets a get or whether she gives me in. Fred the Gemara. Hoketoni lekamon. That's our next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, Hamamamenes be'ish. If an Isha, the Ketanis, says goodbye to her husband, who mutter Bekroivov sell? So the Hesper is, that she's oikah the kedushin like she was never married to him. Therefore, he's allowed to marry her kerevim, her sister, her mother. Vimuteres b'kerevov. She's allowed to marry his kerevim. Vleposlam and akuna. And noson lo get. Let's say he gives her a get. Then no. Midrabonin. Who also b'kerevim still? He's also with her sister. Viasur b'kerevov. She's also with his kerevim. Who poslam and akuna. So how could you say that's Pshat and Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov in the Mishnah before? The next Mishnah says like this. Whereas that's not a kasha. I'll tell you Prushik of a Farish. The next Mishnah is just coming to explain what Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov meant. It's Machlokes Gemara. What does Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov mean to say? Does it mean to say when she refuses because she likes her first husband, it shows she's still married to him? There's no mian. And she refused because of the second husband that is a mian, or else he means to explain like the next Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, Hamamamenes, Bish, when a katana, young girl, says goodbye to her husband, is who mutter b'kroivah sale? He is allowed to marry now her sister, her mother. because the mean as a pshat is, it's oika the gedushin, as if they were never married. She was never married to him. So therefore he's allowed to marry her sister, her mother. V'hi muteres b'kroivov. She's allowed to marry all his kroivim. They're no relatives. It's not his wife. V'loi poskel min akuna. She's mutter to marry a kohen now. She didn't get a get. She was never married. Nosin lo get. Let's say the husband gives her a get. Then, who was the kroivah seo? He's talking not allowed to marry her sister now. Because it was his wife, midrabbanan. You can't marry your wife's sister, calls him on your wife is alive. You can't marry her mother, li'elam. Vi asur v'kroivav. She is also to marry his relatives. Uposlam and akuna, midrabbanan now, she's not allowed to get married to a kain. She's called a gerusha. Now, what's going to be, nosan lo get. Let's say the first husband gave her a get. V'hachzira. And then he remarried her again. He's allowed to remarry her. Me and a boy, and now the second time she made me. Venisas liyachar, and now she got married to another man. Venis armula, and she became an amona from him. Oynis garsha, or she got a get from the second husband. Is muteres lachsaloi. She's allowed to go back and live with the first husband. Even though the law is, if you give a get to your wife, and she lives with another man, you're not allowed to take her back. And the chur over here, the case was first you gave her a get. So chur, since you gave her a get first, when she got married to a second man, it should be yasser. The teretz is that since lemaisa, the second time you married her back, she gave you miyun, her miyun is oika the kedushin, even the first kedushin, lemafreya. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So you married her one time, and you gave her a get. You married her back a second time, and she made miyun. The chiddush is her second miyun is like oikir, even your first kedushin. So now it's like you were never married to her. So now even though she gets married to a second husband, a different man, and she gets a get from him, the first husband is allowed to marry her back because she was never his wife.
Yeah.
Is mutal achzaloi. What about the opposite way? First she was married to the man in miyun, but she said goodbye to him. Then he married her back again in Nosan Loget. Now the husband gave her a get. That's the way they ended off. Venisus Liyachat, she got married to another man. Venis Armula, she came in Amona. Or in Yizgarsha. Then Asur Al-Achsaloi. Now she's also to you. Because what's the last thing you gave her a get? So she was your wife. Now that she got married to another man, she's also to you.